A delegation of bishops from the U.S. and Northern Europe today saw firsthand the effects of settlement expansion on the city of Jerusalem on the fourth day of their annual pilgrimage in support of the Christians in the Holy Land. They were led on their tour by an Israeli Jewish lawyer, Daniel Seidemann, who is campaigning against the Jerusalem municipality plans for excavations on the basin of the Old City. Echoing Pope Benedict's words yesterday to diplomats, he said we need to protect the interfaith heritage of the city for the benefit of mankind.
I was delighted by the pronouncement of the Holy See. I thought it was timely. I am an Israeli, a Jew, a Zionist, and I have deep connections to biblical Jerusalem. But I know that for the Israeli interest to be served, we have to pay reverence to the complexity of the city. By turning over all of the archaeology, many of the public parks, to the settler organizations, I believe we are acting contrary to our own interests, and without malice, causing harm to the Christian equity in the city. When the Christian community is ill, everybody else is. We just don't know it yet.
Can you perhaps give us a description, a physical description of the sites that you brought the bishops to tour?
During the tour, we encountered very dire contemporary realities, such as a new settlement immediately next door to the papal nuncio's residence, to a demolished home, to a separation barrier, which makes it impossible to proceed from the two poles, existential poles of Christianity, from nativity to crucifixion, 8 kilometers apart without going through a wall, however justified the circumstances are for building that wall. In addition to that, we were able to stand on the Mount of Olives, where the settler organizations have been given in large part a monopoly over control of the public domain, from privatized security to national parks, archaeological excavations. And indeed, this is a very sacred site for me as a Jew. It is the site of an ancient cemetery, but it is also a key dimension of the life and death of Jesus.